Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this week, legendary drummer Vinny Appice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time. It's great to hear your voice and happy to have you back on the show. So thank you for doing this. We're here to talk about your band, Last in Line, and the new record, Jericho. And since coming together as a reformation of the original Dio band, Last in Line has now released a couple of albums. How far removed is Jericho from the musical identity of Dio?
Well, it's removed because, you know, the original band was, well, with Ronnie, of course, and then with Jimmy Bain on bass. And this version of the band is Andy Freeman on vocals and Phil Soussan on bass. But it still retains its roots. If you listen to the songs, there's still some Dio-ish kind of undertones in the music, too, because it's me and Vivian Campbell. You know, we've played together for so long, and we did so much touring back in the day, and all the albums we've done together. So we're still the foundation when you listen to the music. So, but then yet it's more of a modern edge to it as well, because of we're in a different era now, and we have a different singer, and we have a different bass player, but you know. All in all, it still kicks. So that's what we're making sure of.
Vinny Appice with us. His band Last in Line just put out a new record called Jericho. Here's a tune from it, Ghost Town. It's Full Metal Jackie. Drummer Vinny Appice is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about his band Last in Line and the new record Jericho. And although recording has become, you know, an isolated process, especially over the last few years, basic tracks for Jericho were cut live. What aspects of human interaction can't be replicated?
Well, not only was it cut live, it was no click track. And, you know, these days I do a lot of stuff. I have a studio in my house, so I do sessions and different projects for the different bands that I worked with. And, you know, it's all, there's a click track, the files are sent to me via the internet, and then I input everything and then I can play to it, which I like doing it this way too. But it doesn't replace being in the room with somebody, you know, and getting inspired with the people around you. And it's just a different vibe, you know. The good thing about doing it this way, the way I do it with the click track in here, is if I don't like a fill, I can go back and just punch in the fill or try so many different ways or approaches to play that fill, whether there's a hole for the drums or something like that. So that's pretty cool too. But the old way of doing it is with everybody in the room, and that's the way we did the recording for Last in Line.
Drummer Vinny Appice with us, celebrating the release of Last in Line's third record, Jericho, which just came out. Still to come, we've got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed Music from Iron Maiden. We'll check out a new track from Unearth. More with Vinny. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Vinny Appice with us on the show this week. We're talking about the band Last in Line, which started as the classic Dio lineup minus Ronnie. Now, 10 years later, when do you still feel his presence?
Oh, you're getting spooky on me. you know when you feel his presence is more when we play live and we play Holy Diver, and some of the other songs, you know. I mean, at least I could feel it, you know, because I was so around him so much and played those songs so many times at Ronnie. And, you know, that music, it's insane, but Holy Diver is going on 40-year anniversary this year, and it doesn't let up. You know, they're using it for movies. It's in the Thor movie, Thor 4. And all different requests be using these songs, and it's amazing. So Ronnie will always be here, you know, like that movie they released, Dio Dreamers Never Die.
Great documentary, by the way.
Yeah, they did a great job when We went to see it at the Man's Chinese Theater. I know it's not called that now, but I use the old name. But everybody, it was packed. The place was packed. Everybody loved it. It was fantastic. And everybody was crying at the end. Of tears were.
Of course.
So, yeah. Yeah. So Ronnie's always going to be with us. And and especially, we don't play the song, but the song Heaven and Hell, that's Ronnie. You know, you play that song, you could feel, at least when I do, I could feel Ronnie in there, you know. I'll tell you a quick story. When we, after Ronnie passed, we did a concert in London with Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Glenn Hughes singing, and me. And we were in the same studio in Wales that we used to rehearse with Ronnie. And we had to go over the set. And then when we got to Heaven and Hell, it was the weirdest feeling. We go, okay, let's do it. And we started, and then, man, I think we all felt the same way. It was like such a weird vibe, like Ronnie's not here. What happened, you know? Missing that vocal. And I mean, Glenn did an amazing job, of course. And that was one of Ronnie's favorite singers, was Glenn Hughes. But the vibe was really strange because he wasn't there, and that's his song, you know. It's just Ronnie, pure Ronnie.
Vinny Appice with us again. Last in Line's new record Jericho is out now. Coming up, music from At the Gates, Hate Breed, music from Pantera, and more with Vinny after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, legendary drummer Vinny Appice with us on the show this week. We're celebrating his band Last in Line's new record, Jericho. And most people know you from Dio and Black Sabbath, but earlier in your career, you played with John Lennon, then Rick Derringer. As a young musician, how did the experience of working with them affect you?
Well, first it was John Lennon before Rick Derringer. And I was about 16 and a half years old. And we wound up, it's a long story, but we were managed by the Record Plant Studios, so we always had a rehearsal room there. And they called us down and one night and said, hey, can you come down and do hand claps? Jimmy Iovine actually called us. So we all went down there. We had four horn players, keyboard players. So it was nine of us. Went down, walk in, there's John Lennon. Oh my God, look at this. So we put the headphones on. And now he's talking to us. He's talking, for me, he was talking to me. I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. And we did hand claps for Whatever Gets You Through the Night. That's the song he did with Elton John. That's me and my band doing hand claps on that song. And then after that, he used to come up to our rehearsal room in Record Plant Studios, and this is in New York, and he used to hang out. We played pool with him. We you know, just hung out with him. He was great. He liked us. I heard he was going to maybe use us for his next tour because we were really a good band. It's a good band with four horn players. It would fit him perfectly. And then we did a couple of video things at the Record Plant that we used in his DVDs that were released. He produced a singer that never got released, but we were the band, so we worked with him as a producer. And then he asked us to do a live show with him. So we did the live show at the New York Hilton, and that show was broadcast all around the world. And I don't know if it was live around the world, but it was shown all around the world at one point. They said it was live. And then I find out in a magazine about 5 years ago that that was his last live appearance. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. I played his last live appearance, one of the Beatles, John Lennon. I was just insane. And I used to go to high school the next day because I was really young, 16, 16 and a half. And it was like going into a black and white world from the world of color. A very, very amazing experience. And then from there, I played with Rick Derringer. Met him at the Record Plant as well, and he was another influence, and what a great teacher. He was such a pro on what he did. He was so professional, so good experience.
Vinny Appice with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new track from Veil of Maya. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, drum legend Vinny Appice. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Vinny Appice on the show with us talking about the new record from the band Last in Line. It's called Jericho. And you always seem to be playing on something, whether it's your own band or tracks for someone else. What makes Vinny Appice the go-to drummer for so many people?
Well, I have a certain style, I guess, that comes out of the playing with Sabbath, and I'm very into the tempo and into the feel and the groove. I don't rush anything, you know, I make it heavy. And this is what I love to play. So most of the stuff that I'm playing on is things that I've created myself with, as far as the bands, you know. Last in Line is a band we put together, and I had a band with Rex Brown from Pantera called Hill Devil Hill, and that was another heavy band. And then another band called World War III. All these happy names too. And it's like, let's do a Christmas album, Kill Devil Hill on World War III. So, you know, I guess I've established myself as that kind of style of playing, you know, really heavy and really strong and aggressive, you know. And that's the way I grew up, listening to Led Zeppelin and John Bonham, my brother Carmine, and Ian Pace, and, you know, all these great drummers. So, you know, I love playing. I still love playing, and still going strong. So the fire's not out yet.
Vinny Appice with us. Pick up the new record from Last in Line. It's called Jericho. And thank you so much for the time, and hope to see you out there real soon.
Okay, nice talking to you, Jackie, and be safe, and thanks for listening.
Music from At the Gates and more next.